Later this month, there will be a special program for those who have an interest in learning more about bees and having a hive. We learn more from AgriLife Extension Agent Dr. Mario Villarino.
This is going to be the beginning of a series of things that we're going to do for the community. But we're starting with our bees in Texas. And I was sharing with some of our producers that, you know, taking care of bees is more than just putting them together and putting them in a box and expecting to survive. So what I am planning with some of our producers is to open a session September 25th. If anybody's interested on learning about bees or what bees do for the agricultural community, they're welcome to come. September 25th at 7 p.m. here at the Extension office, we have an open session. I call it Bees in Texas, and it's specific for honeybees. And we're going to talk a little about what happened to the hive when it gets Africanized and whatnot. But mainly, we're going to try to encourage people to have honeybees. And how to you know, get them together and in place. So if anybody would like to learn about bees and getting in a program and a project with those bees, especially youth, you know, there's a lot of skills that need to be learned and how to make those hives and buy the right kit and keep the colony going. So this is the beginning of what we hope a series of trainings on bees, and we're starting this fall. And like I said, I'm inviting everybody who want to be learning about bees, September 25th at 7 p.m. here at Extension office. It's a Thursday. So,
yeah, I read the other day bees are responsible for pollinating so much of the things that we enjoy.
You are correct. And actually, that's one of the things that our beekeepers get sometimes. They move those colonies from place to place. One of the persons that are doing this for a living, his name is Shannon Picker, and he's been, you know, moving his colonies as he sees them fit so they can harvest that honey, but also get leased to other states even to pollinate big crops. I know the almond people in California, they use a lot of bees from Texas to pollinate the crop. And they also go up north, different places where the weather is, you know, a little harsh for the bees. You know, they get our colonies to be sent over, truck over there and do the job and pollinate the crops. So it's a very important support that I would call a support crop that people can do. Even if they're beef producers or any other type of producer, they can have a hive around just to make sure that everything is going to be happening and they'll make a little money out of that. So.
KSST News.